$10 million in state of Florida grant money is coming to the Panhandle to help pay for upgrades in local stormwater infrastructure. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports that word comes from State Senate President Don Gates.
The money is part of a $90 million settlement between the Department of Justice and Moex Offshore, a co-owner of the Deepwater Horizon oil rig that exploded 4 years ago, killing 11 workers and causing the nation's worst oil spill.
It's actually a joint federal-state arrangement to get this money from one of the companies that was implicated in the BP oil spill. It's the first of many of these settlements that we'll have over the course of perhaps several years.
Moex is the first company to resolve spill-related civil penalty claims filed by both federal and state governments. Gates says the money will be used on projects based on designs and engineering by the state DEP and local governments, such as building stormwater retention ponds.
One of the things that many of us have been concerned about, of course, is that we've had, in effect, raw stormwater running off into our bays and rivers. So it's the right thing to do, to take money that has come from the Deepwater Horizon settlement and begin to use some of that money to clean up our environment.
Half of the $10 million will help foot the bill for 7 stormwater projects in Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Bay counties. Those include one in Gulf Breeze, where groundbreaking was held on Wednesday.
We are characterized by a high ridge, and then there's sort of a flat area. And so when stormwater comes in great amounts like it did April 29th and 30th, we end up having standing water with just percolation to get rid of it.
City Manager Buzz Eddy says their share of the grant will pay about $1.6 million of the $1.8 million cost of building a couple of wet wells and related infrastructure,
where the water will be able to flow off the surface through a series of catch basins into the well, and then the well will have submersible pumps, and the catch basins will be connected to the wet well by perforated pipe. So in times when there's no inflow, water from the groundwater table will flow in through that perforated pipe into the wet well.
Eddie adds they're also looking forward to seeking a piece of future oil spill-related settlements.
I'm not sure of which or what projects will be funded, but we're certainly working on trying to formulate stormwater projects, septic tank abatement projects, all kinds of different things to put into the application process.
Besides the claims in federal court, Senator Don Gates says there's movement at the state level in securing funds from BP and elsewhere.
And my guess is as more claims get settled, my expectation is that we'll see these settlements come in pieces over the next several years. And Attorney General Pam Bondi has initiated a claim in excess of $2 billion for the state of Florida.
That figure includes, by the way, current, past, and future damages as well, because we all know there is a large amount of oil still on the floor of the Gulf.
The Attorney General filed the lawsuit last year in federal court in Panama City. It includes several counts under federal, state, and maritime law and focuses on Florida's economic losses. The state also seeks punitive damages.
It truly was a disaster because we're a tourism state. We worked on negotiating the case. Under law, we were required to present them with an offer. They insulted us by not even responding, and we filed a lawsuit. And BP and Halliburton will be held accountable.
But Gates points to the 1989 Exxon Valdez oil spill in Alaska, in cautioning that final settlements of Deepwater Horizon claims may also take decades.
It took more than a dozen years for all the claims to be worked through and settled and the funds to come through to the state of Alaska. So this could be something that takes time, but we're going to be vigilant to make sure that these funds are not drained away in Washington or Tallahassee, but are used just as the law that I sponsored and that we passed indicated would be the case.
That new law ensures that 75% of monies coming to Florida from spill-related settlements and fines must be used to directly benefit Northwest Florida's Gulf Coast counties, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.